Welcome to the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry's podcast series. ASCO produces podcasts on topics pertaining to the field of optometry, being or becoming a doctor of optometry, academic optometry, and more. Listen to our podcasts through the ASCO website at optometriceducation.org or ASCO's YouTube and iTunes channels. Today's podcast is going to be a lot of fun. ASCO has recently launched a PR campaign called Optometry Gives Me Life. It promotes the many wonderful things the profession of optometry offers and features three incredible doctors of optometry. We're very happy to have them in no particular order. Today's guests, Dr. Muriel Martinez, Dr. Mikey Zilnicki, and Dr. Jeffrey Lewis. Welcome. Before we get going today, I must direct your attention to the new website, futureeyedoc.org. It features stories about all three of our guests today. And I think you'll get a real good idea of the lifestyles that all three of our doctors enjoy. Dr. Zilnicki, we saw you on futureeyedoc.org, and we see you doing yoga on the beach. Not only that, it shows you in your practice performing vital health care with your patients, even young children. Tell us about your practice, what you do in the practice, then talk a little bit about your lifestyle with yoga and your family, and even working on a family farm.
So my day-to-day is a little different than what you think of when you think of a regular optometrist. My practice focuses on vision therapy, which is a specialty within optometry. So I treat kids with learning issues, reading issues, eye issues, lazy eyes, eye turns, things like that, teaching them how to gather and process visual information a bit more efficiently, as well as the traumatic brain injury population. So post-concussion, post-stroke patients, really rehabilitating their vision and getting them back to the level of seeing and processing vision that they had prior to the accident. The thing is that my residency mentor once told me that your job should not be your life, but rather fuel the life that you want to live. And that really resonated with me. And through opening my own practice and practicing what I love, which is vision therapy, it has given me the opportunity to also do the things that I love on the outside of optometry, which is be with my family. And yes, my husband is a third generation farmer on the east end of Long Island. They farm about 150 acres, so they need as many hands as possible. So during the day, I'm you know, Dr. Zilnicki, and then, you know, once 5 o'clock hits, I head to the farm and I pick tomatoes and I do whatever needs to be done in the evening time. And, you know, having my daughter has kind of opened up even my eyes even more, how much more important it is to have that balance in your life, because I want to be home now. You know, work used to be the only thing that I wanted to do and grow my practice, but now I have my beautiful daughter, Daisy, and I'm learning, and she's only 10 months old, so I'm definitely learning on how I can balance both. But what I can definitely tell you is that optometry has allowed me to create my schedule so that I only have to work 4 days a week and I'm home with my daughter 3 days. And I don't know if every other profession really affords you that flexibility the way that optometry does. Being a very type A person and then jumping into owning my own business at 26, 27 years old, I found I was very stressed and was carrying a lot of that in my body. And through yoga, I found the way to kind of slow down. And I think that's a really important piece to find that balance in your life. So I practice yoga at home during the winter time as often as I can. I try to do it 3-4 times a week. And then in the summertime, my sister-in-law actually does yoga on the farm. So she has a class that literally is in the middle of their farm field, and it is absolutely beautiful to really get out into nature and to reconnect with yourself and your thoughts and really center yourself. So yoga has really, I think, been the key to allow me to really balance everything.
By the way, do you happen to grow carrots on the farm?
we try. Our soil isn't the best. The carrots come out not as straight as they should.
Because carrots, aren't they supposed to be good for eyesight?
They are very good for eyesight. Beta carotene can mimic vitamin A, which is essential for your eyes.
Stay right there, Dr. Zilnicki. Let's introduce to you now the DJing doctor of optometry, Dr. Lewis. You got to tell us more about this. Your story on futureeyedoc.org says you are a doctor of optometry by day and a party planner DJ by night. How does this work, and how do you get the title, the DJing doctor of optometry?
Quite the title there. Really, it's been honestly a blessing to have found optometry. Optometry has really afforded myself and my family the ability to stay who I wanted to be and to still serve my community. And I just don't imagine that there's really many other professions that really exemplify a work-life balance the way that this one does. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and it was very successful in about 3 different states and kind of expanded. Actually, finishing optometry school has really allowed me to develop and grow that business even further. I currently make music for tour bus companies out in Vegas. I also help with Miami and Chicago. So you just never really know what can come out of hard work, but I don't believe that any of the success I've had in the event planning company side would have been remotely possible without the flexibility of optometry. Optometry really pays me back more than I probably deserve. I really feel humbled with the ability to help and serve the community, but I think that the salary is more than reasonable.
Another doctor of optometry that enjoys the flexibility of the optometry profession and is probably pretty flexible herself because she's a salsa dancer and a doctor of optometry, Dr. Muriel Martinez, tell us about your typical day.
So during the day, like my typical day is I wake up, go to work, teach classes. I'm in clinic with students. Then after work, get a bite to eat, go to my salsa classes at night from 7:30 to 9:30. Then I go back home, sleep, and do it all over again. And I love it. Dancing is my outlet and I love it. And optometry allows me to do that. This career allows me to have fun. I traveled around the world as well. I've gone to Spain to dance.
Wow.
I'm relatively crafty, I want to say. I do scrapbooks. I take pictures. I have a DSLR camera. I like photography as well. I love it. I create things from scratch. I like do DIY projects, like do it yourself. And I have time for all of that. If I allot myself time and manage my time wisely, I can do all those things.
Dr. Muriel Martinez, what would you tell students who want to be doctors of optometry about the lifestyle that they can expect?
It can be anything that they want. The sky's the limit. You could be a skydiving optometrist. You can be an ice skier optometrist. You could be anything you wanted. And I love it. I love that freedom.
So Dr. Jeffrey Lewis, I know you love the freedom as well. What led you to become a doctor of optometry as your profession? How did that all start?
It was an accident. And that's just the truth. I had spent a few summers and multiple medical school internship programs, and then also shadowing other doctors and doing lab research. The second summer coming back from the University of Virginia, Charlottesville, I realized that the only doctor that I had spent a substantial amount of time with that was in a good mood was my optometrist.
Wow.
And it's just because I needed contacts. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what am I doing? I've been slaving. Am I not considering other avenues? Like, I know, why is it I haven't? So I was really fortunate that my mentor, Dr. John Bonsetfield, gave me an opportunity with a paid internship, which was just so kind of him and completely unnecessary, but that's the type of person he is. And I followed him for about a year, and I changed my mind. And I'm so glad I opened up my eyes.
Our focus today is the Optometry Gives Me Life campaign. Dr. Zilnicki, how were you introduced to the campaign?
Kui, who is, I believe he works in student affairs at SUNY. He was a classmate of mine, and he said, I think that you're the perfect candidate for this because you have a unique story and you really do allow optometry to fuel your life and to give you everything that you want. So he really introduced me to the campaign. And as soon as I read it, I said, I need to spread the word that optometry is really one of the best professions out there because it really, it gives you the flexibility and the financial stability that you need, but you also have time to explore your other interests and to really live a full life. And I think that's really important for students and future optometrists to know. And that's really why I got involved in the campaign.
And Dr. Muriel Martinez, what drew you to the Optometry Gives Me Life campaign?
The Optometry Gives Me Life campaign, I'll be honest with you, I didn't think I was like cool enough. They contacted me and I said, hey, if this is going to help other kids that are possibly undecided, and all they know is, I want to help. I want to help people, and I don't know how to do it. Well, optometry is a way that you can help people, and it's a great way to have a good life as well. For me particularly, I love my special needs population and my brain injury population, and these children also need eye care. And not very many doctors are providing eye care for these little ones because they are challenging. It is a hard eye exam. It's very difficult. And I love it because at the end of the day, I get this kid with whatever, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, anything, autism.
Brain injuries.
Yes, from accidents or brain injury from a stroke. So not only is it young children, there could be adults that when adults get a brain injury, they are most of them or the majority of them could be nonverbal. They can't speak because of their stroke. Mm-hmm. And not being able to speak is almost like giving an eye exam to a child that's not able to speak as well. And so the skills are the same, but the results are amazing. I mean, at the end of the day, I get these glasses on this child and they can see. Mm-hmm. And they weren't able to tell their parents they couldn't, but I'm able to tell their parents that they can't see and that they need these glasses. And then you see them like start succeeding in classes because they couldn't see the board. No one's going to pay attention to something they can't see.
As we wrap this up, it's customary for me to ask our guests to say something about the future of optometry and what future doctors of optometry have to look forward to. Dr. Lewis, what would you say?
You should definitely consider it. I can't think of a reason not to. There's flexibility from a work standpoint. There is work-life balance. There's an exceptional competitive package. There's really almost the chance of unlimited income depending upon the ways that you would like to become involved. And at the end of the day, you have a profession that's really got your back. There's constant legislation that is going into effects to even allow more progressive standards of care. And we're being relied on more and more every day.
And Dr. Zielnicki, your advice for future doctors of optometry?
My biggest piece of advice is to, especially in optometry, is to find what in optometry really sparks your passion. For me, it's vision therapy. For another doctor, it might be contact lenses. And really in life, even if you don't go down the optometry route and you choose something else, you need to be passionate about what you do because you do spend so much time at work. You really want to love it so that it never feels like work.
Dr. Martinez, Dr. Zielnicki, and Dr. Lewis, thank you all so much for your time and participation in ASCO's podcast, Optometry Gives Me Life. You can catch our doctor's stories on futureidoc.org. You can also visit optometriceducation.org for more information.